Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Haslam's basically said, we're looking at a dome stadium in Brook Park on the plot of land that we have an option to buy 176 acres worth. Or let's sink $1 billion into the existing stadium that people have been saying isn't good since it was built. Does that option make any sense to anybody? First and foremost, does that option make any sense to anybody? Seems to me the Haslams just have purchased incredible leverage with that option for a dome stadium. But even with the leverage, Dan, does spending $1 billion to renovate the place on the lakefront that is tough to get to, and we've all been getting to it for years, it's mm-hmm. tougher to get to now than it ever was when it was the old place, because you had a parking lot right there. You had Captain Frank's. That was about it. You could just drive right down 9th, turn left, and park. It was easier to get to back in the day.
Yeah.
I don't understand the entire thought of even considering putting $1 billion into that stadium on the lakefront right now. I don't get it.
I don't get it either. I don't understand why that would be the route that they would want to go. I could see, and hopefully the city of Cleveland is hearing this entire thing and sitting back going, okay, what other plots of land do we have that we could put a stadium on, that we could get the Haslams to be interested in, to keep it inside of the city of Cleveland? That's, if I'm them, that's where I am. I'm completely ditching the idea that we're renovating that thing.
I don't think that's an option.
It's just throwing good money after bad.
And let me throw this one out. You keep hearing, well, that's going to be the centerpiece of the renovation of the lakefront. I've been hearing renovation of the lakefront for decades.
Mm-hmm.
Where is it?
Yeah, I haven't seen it yet.
Is it that difficult? No, it's not. Except for one thing. You have an airport on one side. You have a port on another. You have all kinds of stuff. It makes absolutely no sense to me why you haven't been able to do that yet. If you wanted to do it, go ahead and do it. We've had decades to do it. Remember Mike Holmgren rolling out a whole plan? Hey, here's how we're going to renovate the lakefront. What's Mike doing now? Riding Harleys in Montana. It's not working. I don't get it. If you want to put a dome stadium somewhere else in the city of Cleveland, that's just fine. That's fine. The Haslams don't own 176 acres in the city of Cleveland.
All right, a little bit of news that's just coming down
here. Just walked in and he's smiling.
Jonathan Jones of CBS, source to NFL on CBS. The NFL plans to play on Christmas Day again in 2024, even though the holiday falls on a Wednesday. This is a reversal of the league's previous stance. Christmas Day games draw massive TV ratings. Wall Street Journal on it first.
You know what that sound was?
The NFL
selling its soul.
Yep.
All right, we're going to get into that.
For the sake of TV ratings.
We're going to get into that. Terry's in Cleveland. Hi, Terry.
Hi.
Hi.
How you doing? I'm just baffled on all this. Like, you know, I don't want to move the stadium out to Brook Park. We're not called the Brook Park Browns. And I can see some people out in the suburbs is more convenient for them. But me, just like you guys said, they don't own that much acres here in the city of Cleveland. And yeah, it sounds kind of weird putting a dome on a stadium that we have. But me, yeah, I guess I'm that guy that'll be like, put a retractable dome and do a little upgrades on a stadium that we have. Because I'm wondering, okay, our stadium is like 20 plus years old, correct?
Built to bring them back in 99, Terry.
Right, right. So, and I'm pretty sure that I just wanted to stay here in the city of Cleveland, no matter where it's at. Put a dome, a retractable dome on there. But you know, the city, this will make the city bond together here in the actual city of Cleveland, and downtown will be ghost. It will be dead. I don't care if we do have our Guardians there and the Cavs, but you know, Browns is the top, the Guardians, and to me it's the Cavs. And it would be just ghost town down there now. It would be very dead. And just to keep the city going like that and put more action to it, the rapid lines, we have to keep it here in the city, guys. We have to keep it here.
Terry,
we
thank you very much. I'll argue with you on the ghost stuff because you only use it 12 times a year.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it sits there. It doesn't do anything. You didn't develop around it. You haven't developed around it. You probably won't as long as it's sitting there.
Get a couple concerts that come down there during the summer. Maybe a SummerSlam's going to be down there. That's awesome. But outside of that, I mean, what? It gets used 25 times a year? If
the
we're
stadium?
On the high side?
No, it does. No, not even close.
I mean, if I'm saying high, between
15.
You think 15?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
I mean, because I know they do local, they'll do high school stuff in there every so often. They'll do
15.
Okay.
And that might, you know, the smaller stuff doesn't bring that big of a crowd. Now,
right.
Terry said about keeping it in the city of Cleveland. I think that's a really interesting debate in and of itself. And, for instance, the New England Patriots, they used to be the Boston Patriots. They changed the name to New England to capitalize on the entire, you know, area. And they're in Foxborough. Buffalo Bills are in where? Orchard Park.
Yeah.
You know, I grew up in Summit County in the Akron area. I grew up real close to Blossom Music Center. To me, Blossom Music Center is a resource for Northeast Ohio. I don't think Blossom Music Center belongs to what used to be Northampton Township.
Mm-hmm.
I the Coliseum was out in Richfield. They were still the Cleveland Cavaliers, and everybody loved the Miracle of Richfield. And maybe it's because I'm not from Cleveland. I'm from Akron. I've never thought that was a big issue.
Well, Levi's.
From a tax standpoint, I get it. I get that. Well, then step up, City of Cleveland. Give the Haslams a plot of land that appeals to them. And I don't mean like give them the, you know, ownership, but hey, we have 150 acres here and we can do this here. I mean, there's a ton of space out off of Opportunity Corridor. Go build one here. If the city wants it here, step up. And if you're not going to step up, then don't get mad at them if they want to move it to Brook Park.
Mm-hmm. I agree with everything you just said. I mean, without question, that's the answer. Look, a lot of different... The 49ers are in Santa Clara. They're not in San Francisco.
And it doesn't take away from the fact that this is the San Francisco team.
Exactly.
You know, and that's... I've always felt that way. And again, I have a different opinion of it because I grew up in Summit County.
Right. It is... Milwaukee cheers for the Green Bay Packers, even though Green Bay is 3.5 hours away. Like it makes sense in that regard. Like you could be a fan of this team. It is still Cleveland. It still represents yep. what you represent. RX mentions powered by Scheibe Jewelers, Cleveland's premier jewelry store. You can always tweet the show at CLE Talking Heads. This point has been brought up by Michael, and I feel like we should just knock this out now too. Why no talk of a retractable dome? If they build a new stadium, they got to go all in and build for both worlds.
Couldn't agree with you more.
The reason is, from what
expensive.
I have heard and from what I've been told, the renovations are $1 billion. If you wanted to do an open-air stadium, I think it's 1.5 brand new, if not upwards of 2. The dome is 2+. Make it retractable is like 3+. That's the reason why that one's kind of got thrown apart.
You know what Michael said, though? You're going to do it right. Why would you not do it right?
Well,
retractables, I personally think retractables absolutely the way to go. That way you get the best of both worlds. And right now, just in case you're wondering, and I know that you were, let me double check my notes here.
Okay.
There are 30 stadiums in the NFL.
Mm-hmm.
fixed roof facilities. In other words, it's not opening up. There are five: Las Vegas, New Orleans, Detroit, Los Angeles. It has a roof, but it's open. The SoFi,
yeah,
air blows through. It's like a canopy, but it's a fixed roof. And Minneapolis. So five fixed roof facilities: Vegas, New Orleans, Detroit, Los Angeles, Minneapolis. Retractables, there are only four: Dallas, Indy, Atlanta, Houston.
Keep in mind as well, we did just have a baseball game get rained out, post just canceled midway through because they couldn't get the dome shut.
Jeff's in Strongsville. Jeff.
How are you, Jeff?
Good morning, gentlemen. I just found an article, actually, Jeff, you had mentioned this earlier, on Cleveland.com from May 2022. A look back at the nine previous downtown Cleveland lakefront proposals that didn't move ahead. The Haslams are not bound by anybody in Cleveland to keep the Browns, quote unquote, in Cleveland. When the Cavs were outside of Cleveland, we still called them the Cleveland Cavaliers.
Yes, we did, and everybody loved them, Jeff.
Right, and quite frankly, the experience was probably, if we're being honest, was 1,000 times better. Why? In part because the parking was all around that stadium.
It was terrible to get in and out of, but yes.
It was terrible to get in and out of, but once you parked, you had a three-second walk to get to a game.
And it was easy and clean. That's very true.
Correct.
By the way, Arizona also has a retractable, so there are five retractables.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
And my guess is you guys are talking about a retractable. It's probably going to add another $1 billion to put a retractable dome on. So that's probably the rate limiting factor for that. But putting that in Brook Park makes complete sense. And I think that once people, and Jeff, you said it earlier, I've been to a MAC championship games for BGSU up in Detroit. It is a completely different experience, but it's an awesome one.
Yeah.
And at the end of the day, I think that people are going to embrace this once they experience it, and if it's done right. And I have a feeling the Haslams are going to do it right if Cleveland doesn't ante up and find something, an alternative site here in the very, very near future.
Jeff, thank you very much for the phone call. Number to join us, 216-474-0092. We'll be talking more about this. We'll be talking about the NFL playing on Christmas Day on a Wednesday. We're going to talk to Mary Kay Cabot next. She's at the owners' meetings. Covers the Browns for the Plain Dealer, Cleveland.com. She'll be joining us next, right here on Baskin and Phelps.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.